Hey peeps, welcome to my podcast, Let's Chop It Up, where we discuss health, wellness, spirituality, and all things in between. I hope everyone is doing well. Thank you for joining me for episode 3. Today's topic is protecting your peace and energy. Truthfully, things are so hectic and uncertain nowadays. I really thought this would be a great topic. And what confirmed it, made everything kind of come full circle, was I was speaking with someone, kind of venting, and saying on this particular day, I was feeling really frustrated. I just couldn't seem to get any peace in my house. Like everyone and everything was annoying my soul. And the person responded to me saying something to the effect of, you be the peace that you need. It's in you. Don't look to anyone or anything to give you peace. And that stayed with me. So here we are. Let's get right into it. What I think is most crucial is knowing what you can control and what you can't. What is within your power and what is above you. Traffic, for instance, just thinking off the top of my head, the weather, the assignments your boss gives you, and certainly not other people. Giving somebody else the power to control your mood, your thoughts, your actions, it's just giving away entirely too much, if you ask me. If I start my day saying my prayers and expressing gratefulness for a new day, new opportunities, a new start, I truly mean it and I truly value my time. I value the gift of a new day. Why would I give that away so freely and so easily? Do you find yourself waking up feeling great? And sometimes throughout the day, you're easily set off by things that other people say or other people do. How are you coping with the days and times that we're in? You know, do you have recurring feelings of disappointment in others, frustration, even or in yourself, jealousy, envy? These are all natural emotions. Yes, we all feel them at one time or another. But if these emotions are consuming you, it may be time to reevaluate things and what you're focusing your energy on. And that's something you do have control over. I'm conscious of how I react to things. I have to be. I believe that actions are everything. Your actions speak to your character, your intelligence, your integrity, and many other things. If you're in a position of leadership or you call yourself a leader, your actions should reflect that of a leader. I just have to enter a sidebar in. If you hear my little one screaming her head off, I tried to get as far away as possible and duck into a quiet corner to record this episode. So pardon me, but mom's got to do what mom's got to do. And this episode was on my heart to record. So it was like now or it was just now. Now I needed to do it. So bear with me. So where was I? Just saying that, you know, yeah, if giving an example, if you're a leader, you call yourself a leader, your actions should reflect that. You know, a person who isn't easily moved by others, whose peace is within them, is usually a focused person who's in tune with themselves. Protecting your energy is a form of self-love, self-care, and it requires maintenance. It's no less important than your weekly hairdo, your haircut, the time you give to that, the energy, how you want that haircut to be lined up nice and straight, and you're not taking anything else. You're not taking any shorts on that. It's got to be the way you want it to be. So is this form of self-love. Don't take any shorts when it comes to it. But this is how I see things in my mind for me. This is what makes it work and makes it make sense. I am conscious of what I put in my body. You know, most of my shopping list consists of organic fruits and vegetables. I drink alkaline water, spend a nice little chunk of my paycheck on supplements, my flaxseed oil, my spirulina, chlorella, all that good stuff. And I meditate. I do these things because I want to keep my body healthy. I want to look good and I want to feel good. I want to have great brain function and sleep well at night, and have a good attitude. I want to give off positive energy. Why on earth would I take all of my time, my money, and my energy to do those things just to give it away? Give somebody else the power to just make me feel like crap, to get inside my head, to drain me of how I'm feeling, or even myself, doesn't even have to be anyone else. Why would I be hard on myself and make myself feel like crap after I'm doing so much self-care and so much self-love to feel good and to look good? So consider that. And let's be truthful with ourselves. We know who the energy drainers are in our lives. You know, some people refer to them as energy vampires because when they come around, they literally suck the life out of you. I will go back to what I said in the beginning of the podcast, knowing what you can control and what you can't. You cannot control these people. You are not going to change them, but what you can change is yourself. What you can work on, what you can improve on is yourself. How you react to their negativity and how much time you allow this person to be in your space. And that leads to my first tip. Understand that people are not always thoughtful. They're not always thoughtful or kind or even aware of your feelings. Everyone that you interact with in a day is not walking on eggshells for you. They're not thinking of ways that they can add to your day instead of taking away from it. For that reason, you have to care. You have to care for you and your well-being. You have to put that at the top of your list of importance. People will treat you as they please until you either demand different or remove yourself from the environment to show through your actions that this just doesn't work for you. That's the plain and simple of that. You put you first because other people are not going to. Not speaking on loved ones and things like that, just people in general. Number two is learn to say no. If you find that you are consistently saying yes when you want to or should be saying no, and you're so busy ripping and running for others that when it comes to you, your cup is left completely empty. You have nothing left to give. Find your voice, and I suggest you find it fast because time waits for no man. I think people don't even realize how much of themselves they're giving up to keep somebody else going. You're keeping someone else going and making their whole circle go round, and you're drowning. When I speak about this, let me clarify. Understand, I'm not talking about when your mom calls you and asks you to go food shopping for her or to help her paint a room in the house. Don't use protecting your energy as an excuse to be a jerk. Okay, we're all adults here. Most of us know the difference between right and wrong. Wrong is being used by your homegirl as a babysitter every other night when she wants to go chase some penis. That's wrong. Wrong is being used by your friend who spends all her money on designer clothes, but when it's time to pay bills, needs to borrow money from you. Do yourself a favor, find your voice, and learn to say no. Number three is meditate. I started meditating about 2 years ago, and it is one of the best things that I could have ever done for myself and for my mental and emotional well-being. You would be very surprised of what 2 or 3 minutes of quiet, focused breathing can do for you. If you've never meditated and don't know where to begin, I would suggest starting with a guided meditation video on YouTube. There's plenty. Meditation has had such an effect on me. I am definitely the friend that will ask you to meditate with me out of nowhere. Like, we can be vibing, a cool vibe, and I'm like, oh, does anybody want to meditate? I'll give you an example. I'll tell you a story. A few weeks ago, I did it with my brother and his girlfriend. I mean, I was like, yeah, I want to try meditating. My brother had just walked in. He had just got off of work and was stopping by the house on his way home. And he looked at me like, what? Like, nobody came over here to be meditating with you. You know, I was insistent. And usually how I convince people is by saying, listen, what is 60 seconds of your life? I want to meditate with you for 60 seconds. Can you give me 60 seconds? Run a little guilt trip on him. Can you give me 60 seconds of your life? But anyway, afterwards, you know, he had to admit, definitely felt a sense of calm after trying it. So definitely recommend meditating. Try it. Do it often as you can. You'll see a great change in your life, great benefits. Number four is don't be your own worst enemy. And what I mean by that is don't be so hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up about things. You know, we are human. We are not going to get it right. And we're going to get it wrong many times. Many, many times. If you do something wrong, if you make a mistake, process it. Have a talk with yourself. Like, how did that happen? What are we going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again? Process it, learn from it, and move on. Talk to yourself in a way that is conducive with what you're trying to achieve. Being that's basically being your own motivator. We have all fought battles in the dark that no one knows about and had to be our own cheerleader, our own motivation to overcome it. Nothing wrong with that. Don't be your worst enemy. There are going to be plenty of times, and I mean on a small level to a big level. Sometimes I'm my own motivator and cheerleader to get up and get out the bed and go to work. I'm like, get up, get this money. Baby needs new shoes. Bills are about to come in. In my head, I'm not speaking out loud to myself, but I'm literally like, get your ass up and do what you gotta do. So don't be your own worst enemy. Be a cheerleader, be your own motivator. Number five is be aware. By being aware, I mean take a moment to check in with yourself and be mindful of how you're feeling. I know we've all had a day where we had to catch ourselves. I've had days where I had to catch myself and I'm like, whoa, your attitude is on 10 right now. Like, you are vibing on a whole nother wave. What is the problem? And it can be anything. It could be something small from, you're in traffic, running late for work, you forget your cell phone at home, you and your significant other had an argument the day before. Do yourself a favor, don't carry that with you all day. Be aware of your feelings and don't allow that to be the energy that you keep and that you give off all day. That's your vibe. That's people going to be looking at you like she is off. And some people are off day after day after day after day. And that becomes the vibe that they're known for. You're known for being bitchy. You're known for being moody. You're known for being unapproachable because you don't know how to protect your peace and energy. For me, what works is mentally hitting the reset button. I will literally restart my day if it's just gotten away from me, if it's too many things going wrong, and my attitude is just on a whole roller coaster. I mentally hit the reset button and try to put whatever it is that's bothering me behind me, at least for the moment. If it's a problem, is there a solution? Do I need to address this now, later? Am I on high emotions just because? I don't know. Have a piece of fruit, sip some green tea, smoke a joint, whatever it is that you need to do, hit the reset button. But check in with yourself, be aware, and move on. Number six is do what makes you feel good. For me, it's candles, crystals. My amethyst stone is my favorite. Prayer, meditation. I do like to smoke the herb every now and again. Some old school music, spending time with my loved ones. These are the things that make me happy. I think a problem that some people have, maybe not many people, but some people don't even know what makes them happy because they go along with everybody just to get along. Meaning, you go along what makes other people happy and don't even for a second think to take into consideration your own happiness. So maybe start with identifying what makes you happy if you don't know, and do that as often as you can. It's pretty simple. Life is about happiness, and you only have one life. So as long as you're not hurting others, robbing banks makes you happy. I don't know. That's not my suggestion. We're not going there. But do the things that make you happy if they're conducive to your well-being and to your goals and things like that. Number seven is respect others. I can listen to you. I can acknowledge your thoughts, acknowledge your ideas and opinions respectfully, and respectfully disagree. It doesn't affect how I feel about you as a person. Doesn't mean our friendship has any less value. I think way too often we blow up things in our mind to be more than what they really are. Most often, it's really not that serious. Respect yourself, respect others, because the same energy that you give, same respect that you give to other people is what the universe is going to return to you. And that leads me to number 8. What you give is what you get. You can't expect peace and then go around terrorizing everyone. You know, your husband and your kids aren't going to tell you that your attitude plain sucks. You're non-approachable after work. They're not in their bedrooms because they want to be. They're in their bedrooms to stay the hell away from you. You snap at people over the littlest things and you're nasty. You're just plain old nasty. And you want to look up at the sky asking God, why me? And saying you want peace. No. That's not how it works. Energy is transferable. Don't think you're going to be a nasty, negative person full of negative vibes and the universe is going to bless you with peace and happiness. It just doesn't work that way at all. So you want good energy in return? It starts with you. All right, that's all, folks, for today. If you have questions or comments about this episode or my podcast, please send me an email at letschopitup01@yahoo.com. And if you like what you heard today, please follow and share with your friends. Your support is greatly appreciated. Until next time, peace, peeps.